For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
When he has had his opportunity, it's been solid. And for a guy that came from his upbringing in football and to be a tryout player and to go into that situation that he was in, I mean, he was going against NFL starters. I think you just see the professionalism in him, how smart he is. And, you know, obviously he showed some things in that game. But it's one game. True sign of a pro is consistency. That's what we got to see out of all our players.
Bobby Babich, Bill's defensive coordinator, talking up Joe Andreessen.
You know, that's a maybe not a sneaky cool, maybe it's just an obviously cool piece of the Panthers playing their number ones. Because I would expect Andreessen to start again in this game. I mean, the starters aren't playing, so Bernard's not playing. So Andreessen's the obvious guy to have play middle linebacker, and almost out of necessity, right? I mean, they still don't have Spectre. Anyway, if he flashes again, I know it's the Carolina Panthers, but whatever. If he's playing with a bunch of backups and they're playing against ones, and he can do any of what he did last week against Pittsburgh, that might just flat out solidify his spot on the team. If it's not already solidified, which it might be.
In which case, maybe he doesn't play. But
Right. That's yep. Right. That's possible, too.
Is he the most interesting thing right now about the preseason? Like, are there cut battles in that, you know, what they do at receiver that we've talked about to death? He might be for me. I described him that way to my son today in a conversation.
I think that's right. Yeah. I mean, even because I don't know, there's such a variance in what he could be competing for. Like I don't know if they're, I talked to Sal on, was it Monday you were off? Monday, yes. Can he, you know, could he play Milano's spot? Could Bernard play Milano's spot? You want to get your best 11 on the field, maybe this is all off of a preseason game against Pittsburgh. I know.
Careful.
But is him at middle linebacker in place of Bernard, and Bernard playing Milano's role, is that my best 11? You know, I think Dorian Williams still should have a voice in this. Like, I think he's a very exciting player to me, too, and he's the guy in Milano's spot right now. But, I don't know what he's even competing for. You know, is he competing to be the 53rd guy on the roster? Is he competing to solidify his practice squad spot? Is he competing to go play for someone else? I have no idea what they think he could be for them at this point. And maybe they don't really know either because he's, again, it's been one preseason game.
Yep.
So all of that equals interesting to me for sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the number one reason to watch the game.
Yep.
How about that? Escalated quickly. You know, receiver two, it's not starters, we know, but can anybody really show?
I can't really get excited myself about the receiver battle because Ben DiNucci and you know, it's
Anthony Brown.
Yeah. What am I doing here?
That's not kind to Ben DiNucci.
That's tough,
Anthony
I
Brown.
Think. It's tough. If they're trying to sort out receiver, I think they're in tough. Again, not that Trubisky was doing great helping that along either, I wouldn't say.
Well, you could get Coleman.
Yeah, I think so.
Saturday. We will see. Okay, ready? We're all waiting your answer.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I forgot all about this, but I remember what I was going
to
say.
Bet Online emails to say they have created a map based on geotagged Twitter data, X, in the past 30 days tracking tweets, hashtags, and direct keyword phrases. So a lot of work has gone into this about who NFL fans in each state think will win Super Bowl licks.
What's that now?
L-I-X. 59. Super Bowl licks.
You know, it hurt me when I heard Chris Brown earlier today say Super Bowl 59.
59. Because, we're still counting.
Because I, you know what I thought? I thought, 59, next year is 60. It will be 20 years since we went to a Super Bowl. Because we were at Super Bowl 40. That's the last one we went to.
Right. Well, that's maybe we'll go to this one.
Maybe. Maybe because the Bills are in it.
I don't think there's any chance.
No.
Even if they're in it. But yeah. Whatever, maybe.
I have the gear. We could just go. I mean, I don't know.
Anyway, I suggested that last year.
I know.
Right? Was it last year?
It was.
You want to just go do
just
it?
Just make plans. And of course, I said no. But I don't know. Maybe this year will be different. Anyway, so two states. So initially, I thought one place, and of course, I thought New York. And then you said, you know, before I said anything, you said, I think you're going to be wrong.
I did.
So I eliminated New York. I think it's Wyoming and Florida.
Incorrect.
Both?
Yes.
What are people in Wyoming doing?
I said I thought you'd be wrong because I thought you would pick Wyoming. But it isn't true. Chiefs. The Chiefs have taken over Wyoming.
Well, you know, to be fair, it usually is when the broadcast map comes out, the Bills do not get the entire state of Wyoming. It's like just a little pocket around Laramie, I feel like, that they get.
Or Cheyenne.
Or Cheyenne, whatever.
No, but that's most of the people, I think. Like, Wyoming is so sparsely populated.
Yeah.
I don't really know too much about
okay,
that.
So is New York right?
Yes.
See,
New York State.
I tried too hard.
Seems to be.
Don't try, kids.
Seems to be expressing that.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Yeah. It thinks the Bills are the favorite, or their favorite at least, our favorite, to win the Super Bowl. It's phrases like, the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl again. Detroit will win the Super Bowl. I think the Ravens will win the Super Bowl. I predict the 49ers will win the Super Bowl, etc. If you couldn't tell, I was reading all that.
Keep going.
That's all that they gave. Would you think maybe the Bills would sound something like that?
Give me some more examples. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will win. No, sorry. All right.
All right. Well, so I've got three questions left here.
New York.
One is, what is the other state? Two is, we'll get to how many teams claimed all the states, like any state. Only 12 teams were number one in any state.
What? I'm not sure.
Well,
I understand
Tampa
that.
Bay, who just mentioned Tampa Bay, the Bucs did not win any state.
Okay, right.
They were not first in any state.
They didn't win Florida. And
no.
They didn't. Okay, I gotcha.
Who do you think won Florida? You already said you thought the Bills, maybe.
Yeah.
It's not the Bills.
It's because, you know, transplants.
Yep.
Then Miami won.
The Dolphins.
Won Florida.
The Dolphins took Florida.
Yeah.
The Bills took New York and one other. The Jets took one state.
New Jersey?
New Jersey, correct. The Packers took one state.
Minnesota?
Wrong. Wisconsin. Who took Minnesota? Are they even on here? Yes, they're on here. Chiefs.
Wow.
The Cowboys took one state.
California.
Texas. And there are some twos and more.
Yeah, okay.
All right, what's the other Bill state going to be? It's not Wyoming.
It's North Carolina.
No. North Carolina went for the Ravens. As did Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. The Steelers came up empty this year.
Yeah,
in this.
Well,
it's an interesting...
I thought Carolina would be available to the... Well, it was available, obviously. Baltimore got it, but...
Baltimore took it.
A lot of transplants, and their team's terrible.
The Panthers.
Right, so...
Yeah. I've seen maps, you know, studies, quote studies like this other years. It's more interesting how it plays out if the Patriots aren't good. Because the Patriots would just rule the Northeast.
Yeah.
Even maybe New York. The Bills were not as good. But now that's different, and interesting to see how that's all broken down here.
All right, so does is it like Vermont or New Hampshire
or
something?
Yes, Vermont. Vermont went for the Bills.
Loves the Bills. Vermont loves the Bills.
Evidently.
Yeah.
New Hampshire did not. New Hampshire is one of, this is going to be hard, 9 states to vote Detroit.
New Hampshire,
yes.
Okay.
It's what's new. 9 states.
Live free or die. Sorry.
Went for the Lions.
It's not even the right state.
Including Michigan. It is the right state.
New Hampshire is live free or die. What is Vermont then?
Green Mountain.
Okay. Right. Good. Thank you.
All right. Michigan and New Hampshire, 2 of 9 states to vote Lions. The others are just, I mean, go crazy.
Arkansas?
No. That's crazy. Chiefs. that's what I'm asking here.
Right.
Asking for here.
Mississippi?
No, Chiefs. Let me just tell you.
Look at the Chiefs. Man.
18 states went for the Chiefs.
To hell with the Chiefs.
Right?
Get out of here, Chiefs.
Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island all went Lions. They don't want to vote Chiefs because that's an AFC team.
Right.
Everybody kind of likes the Lions. Right now.
Sure. That tracks. That's not that weird, really.
So Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Maine, all Lions states. There'd be a nice little Hawaiian blue or whatever the official color is right there in the northeast of the map. Georgia went for the Lions. Alabama went for the Chiefs. Indiana. I don't know.
Lions?
Yep. You know, near Michigan. And South Carolina. There'd be the big light blue top right corner, and then there'd be light blue dots.
What this is to me is further evidence that nobody in Georgia or Atlanta likes the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be good this year, right? Kirk Cousins and all this stuff they've done here lately, although, you know, I don't know, that probably doesn't track for this, you know, polling necessarily, but still. Not exactly polling either, anyway, but nobody enjoys. No, people in Atlanta don't even care about that. They don't like the Falcons. It's the most irrelevant franchise ever.
I think you make a point. You might be right.
I mean, they're on the upswing. How are people down there not going, all right, this is the Falcons' year? Come on.
They were outvoted by Lions
because
fans.
Because everybody that lives there is not from there. They flew in there on a Delta airplane and never figured out how to get the hell out of the airport. Stupid Atlanta.
Wow.
Build another baseball stadium while you're at it, Atlanta. You're starting plans for the new baseball stadium to replace the new baseball stadium that replaced the new baseball stadium? Jackasses.
Wow, you're very hostile here. The Texans, by the way,
I'm after tomorrow, I'm off for a week, and this is going to be the regular season. I got to get going here.
Get it out. Texans won one state.
Nevada.
Louisiana.
All right.
East Coast of Houston.
It's close. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, and that's a, you know, respectable choice. All right. Yes, Bulldog is off next week. Time's running out to talk to him. 803-0550. That's tomorrow. That's it, unless you know him. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at WGR.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.